Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adine Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Magnificent Tuesday afternoon. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to the zone of LOTO Radio. My goodness. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to LaToya Williams. Thank you, my queen. And family, be sure to purchase her new album, Blue Rose, available as we speak via iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. But if you like the Teddy Bear, Mr. Ready to Extraordinaire, and you're feeling somewhat adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And speaking of adventurous, I've always said there's a major difference between a singer and a vocalist. And this young lady, captivating vocalist, my goodness, debut album, Threads of Love, the incredibly talented Terry Remsen. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear and LOTO Radio, it is my pleasure to welcome to the zone the gifted Terry Remsen. My queen, how are you doing this afternoon?
I am doing excellent. How are you today?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us here and vibing with us here in the zone. And also congratulations on a wonderful new album.
Thank you so much.
Now, I must ask, now, family, I got to tell you, I've had a little short, brief conversation with Miss Remsen via Facebook, and she dared to touch the holy grail of some classic tunes, of course, by Chaka Khan, and of course, my man, the legendary DJ Rogers. And I've always said, and people that know me, I'm a stickler when you start messing with the classics. And I just want to say here live on air to everyone, she did a masterful, masterful job on those remakes. And your vocals came shining through crystal clear. So congratulations to you, my queen.
Thank you so much. When you told me that, I was like, oh, wow. So that was good to hear. And it really made me feel good to know that me working really hard paid off.
Absolutely. Now, speaking, that's a little segue, working hard. There's a big difference between being a backing vocalist to being out front, being center stage. For you, you have done that. You've been on both sides of the rope. If you can explain to the listeners out there, what is the major difference that you've experienced being a backing vocalist and now being out front and center with your debut album?
Oh, wow. There's a lot with that. I guess with a backing vocalist, you basically, you know what? You really can hide when you're a backup vocalist. Like if you want to drop out while you're singing, you can do that. Also, the crowd is not really looking at you. And you don't really have to keep the attention on, you don't have to keep the attention on you. But when you're a lead singer, you have to have that posture. You have to be able to captivate the audience. You have to be able to, as you know, lack of a better word, minister to them. Meaning it has to be like a one-on-one. You have to make them feel what you're singing, be able to feel them, be able to connect. And I enjoy doing that. I really love being a lead singer. I love connecting with the audience, connecting with people, being able to feel their vibe, like if you're feeling what I'm singing, and them actually feeling what I'm singing. So I love being a lead singer.
Well, it definitely resonates through the entire album. And speaking of ministry, listening to this entire album on several occasions, it seems like that you have developed your own special ministry, being able to communicate to the listeners out there. The feedback has been incredible. What has it meant to you as an artist, knowing the amount of time and effort that you put in to create, I like to say, your baby, to know that is being revered in this manner, in this aspect, as great music?
Wow, you know what? It is blowing my mind. You know, people always say, be careful what you pray for, because you never know, it may just happen. And
absolutely,
I knew that it was going to happen because my faith is very strong. And I knew that the album was going to do well. Matter of fact, I know that it is going to reach higher heights. But for it to come so quick, I wasn't expecting that. I thought it was going to take a little longer. But, you know, the favor of God, I believe, is on my life. And it is moving, and it's above and beyond what I expected. And I am very grateful, especially for people like you, to make the comment that you made. You know, that's what it's all about. It was very encouraging. And I feel good about the project. It's making me want to even get out there more and connect with others so that they can hear my voice, because that's the whole goal. I wanted to be able to let people hear who Terry was all about, feel my passion, feel my heart, and I wanted to spread love, because there's so much going on in the world right now, and all we need is just love. That's it. And that's what I wanted to share.
You know, it's very challenging, or it was at one particular moment in time. It was very challenging for a gospel artist, I mean, that was engulfed into the church, to remotely
uh-huh.
even think about doing secular music.
Yeah,
and for me personally, I know my mother, God rest her soul, she was a mother of the church. And I can see how times have changed, where I've always felt, if you can do something or say something that's positive that are going to bring the youth to the church at the end of the day, that's all that matters. As long as it's a positive message for you, your roots are in the church. Did you
yeah.
receive any resistance in the early stages as far as, you know what, I'm still singing for God, but there are other ways that I can sing to bring a positive message of love and bring people into the church? Did you get any initial kind of, you shouldn't do this, and you just went for it anyway?
Yes, I did, and I still am. I did in the beginning. A lot of people didn't believe in it. They still don't believe in it. There's still people that are still uncomfortable with it. But I had to make up in my mind, this is something that I wanted to do. I felt that this is something that I needed to do. And like you said, you know, there's people that have been equipped for this. And I know that I've been equipped to do this in this season. And I'm enjoying it. And I'm glad that I obeyed and I did what I felt led to do, because it's been nothing but a blessing. And honestly, you know, if I may be having some listeners that are in the Christendom. And honestly, I really have to be honest with you. My life in my music ministry has taken a turn for the best, being that I decided to do what I'm doing now. I'm doing better now with my music, and doors are being opened now more so than when they were when I was doing the gospel. Nothing against the gospel. I just think everything, there's a time and there's a season, and then everybody has a different assignment. And that's where the church kind of gets stuck. They think it's only one way to do it, and there's not one way. There's all types of venues that God sends different ones, and you just have to make sure that you're equipped to take that venue that he's going to send you through. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that I've been selected to do what I am doing, because when I tell you, this has been nothing but bliss. I'm happy. I'm not even concerned about what people think, because I'm happy now. And once I became happy with what I was doing, it doesn't even matter about the naysayers or what they're saying. I don't even entertain it. It doesn't even bother me, because I'm enjoying what I'm doing.
Now, you said a word that's very near and dear to me, and I'd like you to expound on that. Bliss. What does bliss mean to Terry Remsen?
Bliss means to Terry, it's like a deep inner peace. It's peaceful. It's serene. And it's like over an abundance of like measures of things that are, I'm telling you, I'm like so overjoyed. It's like an abundance and a measure of things that are happening for me. The networking, and I mean, I've asked God, I'm 50 years old, but people always say, well, you don't look like that. I've been asking God to do something like this for me for like the last 30 years. And it's like all of a sudden it comes at this age. And I'm like, yo, girl, you are a blessed young lady, because there's so many people that are trying to do what I'm doing and they're still scratching the surface. But it's like God just opened up this door once I said, yes, this is what I was going to do. And it's like it's a domino effect. And I know that I'm blessed, and I don't take it lightly, because there's so many that are trying to do what I'm doing, and they just don't even have the opportunity to connect and network with people that I'm networking with. So I'm just a blessed young lady, and I'm enjoying it.
You know, I've always said, and I'm not going to take credit for it, but I remember my dad used to tell me this when I was young, much, much younger. He used to tell me all the time, he said, the greatest obstacle is fear. People allow fear to dictate their goals,
yes,
their dreams,
yes,
their passion.
Mm-hmm.
And that runs rampant through church. No matter what denomination,
yes,
you are, people want you to have that quote-unquote status quo. Hey, don't do that. Don't think like that. But you say, but wait a minute. God has provided us with so many ambitions and goals to prosper, to ingratiate ourselves into the church, not turn away people, but to bring people into,
right,
the church. So if I've picked a pathway, as long as it's positive and it's still faithful and I'm bringing people into the church, why are you so against me by doing that? And I, like I said, I understand. I know that I understand there are challenges doing that, because some people are just stuck in their ways.
Yes.
And it's hard,
absolutely,
for them to let go. But that's why we got you on the show, my queen, because like the Pharaoh,
wow,
once said, so it is written, so it shall be done. Yes, Lord.
Yes, yes. Well, you better go ahead and preach. Oh,
and,
God.
For those who are tuning in late, shame on you. But the Teddy Bear does forgive you. We're being joined by the incredibly talented Terry Remsen, as we discuss, celebrate her new album, of course, Threads of Love. What does Threads of Love mean to Terry Remsen? As a matter of fact, when you hear those words, what type of emotions do they evoke to you, not just as an artist, but as a person?
To me, I've been married 28 years, and in December, it's going to be 29.
Wow, the
reason why I came up with Thread, and it was a lot of work, but the reason why I came up with it was, you know, marriage is a lot of work. It ain't no joke. So the reason why I selected Threads of Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord.
Oh, my goodness. In the words of Madea, hallelujah. I understand, my love.
Yeah, hallelujah. Yes. Yes, God. But the reason why I came up with Threads of Love is because anybody that knows a piece of thread is very delicate. And it's not just that piece of thread. It's different intertwines of material to make up that strip that you're seeing, but it's more than that one strip. And so I said threads of love because when you're in love with someone or you're working on a relationship, it's layers that have to be intertwined, that you have to work together to make that thing work. But once you get that thing together and you make it work, it becomes strong. So that's why I came up with threads of love.
Now you speak of marriage and also being an artist. It can be very challenging balancing a career, especially a driven person, and also maintaining a very loving and understanding relationship. How have you been able to do that for such an extended period of time?
Well, you know what? I think it's because, you know, it could be because I helped my husband push his dreams and his goal, or Sase ministry, because he's a pastor. And so I was
okay.
There and I was very supportive. And I supported him throughout the whole process of going through ministry, you know, being a pastor, which is very difficult. And I was there as his number one supporter. And he watched that. And I guess he saw that, you know, look, she's helped me. Now it's time for me to push her dreams and her goals. Because when I married him, I was singing, I was acting, I was modeling. But then I put that to the side because I was trying to help him do what he had to do. And I was very supportive, although I didn't stop singing. But it wasn't going in the direction that I really wanted it to go. But I was very faithful. I stood by him through ups, through downs in ministry and building a church. And it just got to a point where I was like, you know, I really want to do this. I feel led to do this. He said, I support you 100% because you have supported me. So I can't help but support you. And so once he said that, there it went. I took off and did what I had to do.
There you go. I find that the perfect segue, of course, to this fantastic new album, of course, Threads of Love, with one of the many fantastic hit singles from this album, of course, the remake from the legendary DJ Rogers, Say You Love Me, of course, from the incredibly talented the incredibly talented Terry Remsen, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. USA, Terry Remsen, Say You Love Me, from her debut album, Threads of Love, available as we speak. Lord have mercy. My love, your voice is simply exquisite. It just takes me to a very much, to a simple, much simpler place in time. You really did a fantastic job.
Thank you so much.
You know what? I want to go back to faith, because I believe faith encompasses everything and anything that we do in this life. For you, your journey, you've managed, by listening to the album, just from my humble perspective, you have managed to incorporate a lot of your own personal journey into this music. And at any time, did it get someone a little bit challenging? Because, you know, people, when they know your business, it's never enough. They want to know everything. Did you get it somewhat challenged and say, wait a minute, I want to give them just enough, but you know what? I got faith on my side. I'm just going to be vulnerable and come to them in a very transparent manner and say, this is who I am through my music.
Yes, it did get a little challenging. In the studio, my son, who is my producer, and then my vocal producer, Michael Bass out of Atlanta, he would be like, I need more, I need more. And I'm saying, but I don't want to give more. I'm going to put this wall up. And he was like, no, you got to tell the story. You got to dig deep. And so, yeah, so it was challenging for a minute because I was putting a wall up. And I, you know what I had to learn, though? Singing in church is totally different than singing. Church music and R&B music, is there's still a little difference. And I had to kind of learn how to not sound too churchy, because, you know, sometimes when you have that churchy sound, it's like a little twang, and they were like, yeah, you got to take that out. You know, it has to sound a little bit more R&B-ish. And my son used to tease me and be like, Mom, this is not praise and worship. Come on now. No, change that sound right there. So it was a little challenging to kind of let my wall down, let my guard down. Then I got frustrated because they wanted to get a different sound from me because I'm so churched. They was like, no, you got to change that a little bit. Like, so I became frustrated several times, you know, in the studio for those two reasons. But, you know, with the help of the Lord, we did it.
Developing patience is a wonderful gift, because it comes.
Yes.
Developing patience, my goodness. What has you most proud of this entire album? Because I know, just speaking with you, I know you can be very critical of yourself and your performance.
Yes.
So now that you've had a kind of now that you've had an opportunity to kind of just exhale a little bit and kind of step away, how do you feel with your overall performance on the album? And what do you think you could have done possibly better to provide a little bit more enrichment to the album?
I think I could have given a little bit more of myself. I really do, because even though they were telling me that I had to, you know, let go and get to that place, I got there, but I still didn't go deep enough. And my dad kept telling me, you can go deeper. Even my father, when he heard it, he's like, I love the project, but I feel like there's more in you, and you can go deeper than that. And, you know, listening to the project, I feel like that I can. As a matter of fact, I know I can. I can go deeper than that. So if anybody ever comes to hear me live, I'm definitely going to give you more, and I'm starting to give more because I'm very proud of the project, but I really feel like I could have given a little bit more, and I believe that if you see me perform it live there, you will get a different type of feel from me doing it live. So I'm very proud. I wasn't expecting that to come across. When they played it to me in the studio, I just couldn't believe, you know, like, wow, that's what's here, that's what's going on here, that's what's in me. So, you know, I was very impressed. And you're right, I'm very critical, because even after they played it for me, I still heard things that to me weren't right, and I felt like it should have been different. And they kept telling me, no, it was fine. So I'm just excited that others are really receiving the album the way they are, such as yourself.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. But you know, that's a beautiful thing. We should never become complacent and satisfied. We should always strive for perfection. So it doesn't surprise me that you're very critical of what you feel like you didn't do, because now it will cause you to strive to be even better. That's the beautiful aspect about being an artist or just being a human being in life, to strive to do better, whether it's in music, whether it's in business, whether it's in your personal relationship. We have to grow. We have to strive to be better. Striving for greatness. Now, you have provided us with a beautiful gourmet meal with this new album, Threads of Love.
Thank you. Now I got to ask you, performance-wise,
when can we expect to see you out on a tour, or do you have anything upcoming that our many listeners can either get on a plane, train, automobile, or if they have to get on a camel, then come see you perform? Where can we come see you? What's the next upcoming project?
We're now planning a tour for the early, probably in the month of March. We're going to be planning a tour starting in the month of March, and we'll be hitting several cities. We're still working on it, putting it together, and we will have it posted on my Facebook page and all my sites for social media. So that's the first thing that's going to be coming up is the tour.
Okay. Now, I heard something you mentioned.
I forgot, Teddy Bear, I forgot. And also, I'm going to be doing a Christmas concert. And I'll be singing a lot of my tunes from the project on December the 15th, Facebook Live. And it'll be in my living room, and I'll have the band there. And I'll go on live, and I'll do a couple of Christmas tunes, and majority of the songs will also be from the project on December the 15th.
Oh, that's beautiful. And to all the listeners out there, I need you to get a pen, pencil, crayon, lipstick. We're going to give you that pertinent information so you can tune in and hear some real music. It's live, people. No Memorex needed. Yes, Lord. No Memorex needed. Yes, yes, yes. And speaking to get all the information, pertinent information, be sure to follow and catch up with Terry at our official website. That's at www.terryremsonmusic.org. And also on Twitter, Instagram, it's all Sing, Terry Sing. Lord, have mercy. Feel the fire from the legendary Chaka Khan. You put your foot in it, my love. Tell us about what made you choose that particular song.
Oh, Feel the Fire. You know what? I love the 80s and 90s music. And so Say You Love Me and Feel the Fire have always been one of my favorite songs. Say You Love Me, I did in high school at Miss Overbrook Pageant. Many may say Overbrook. Overbrook is a school that Will Smith graduated from, so we both went to school together. And then Feel the Fire was one of the songs that I liked, you know, when I was in high school. So I said, I just have to do these two songs on my album.
Mm. Well, let me ask you, what is your favorite out of the entire album? Because each song has its own special quality. What song for you stood out the most that you just really just wrapped yourself in, just really engulfed yourself around like Linus's blanket? Which one just really got you?
A lot of people say You Love Me, but I think it's Anything. You know, I'll do anything for you. You know, it talks about being in love, and you'll do anything. When you're in love, you'll do anything, whether it's smart, stupid, dumb. You'll do anything. And so, so I would say Anything. But a lot of people are saying that they feel it more through Say You Love Me. And I do. Oh. I love Say You Love Me. So I don't know.
Which well, you one? Know what? Mm. We're here to please you, my love. So what we're going to do, we're going to play Anything. All right? We're
going to
play
Anything. All right. All right.
Yes, Lord. Anything from the incredibly talented Terry Remsen from her new album, Threads of Love, here in the zone of LOTL Radio. We'll be right back.
call my car for tonight. It's one of those nights where you've been all my life. You smell so good and you dress up nice. You know I'm so hooked. You got me shook, baby. You drive me crazy. You want me to chase you in the fast lane so I can get next to you. Through stormy weather and rain, you remain in my brain. To be with you, I'll do anything. Taking chance with you in every night and day.
You're making me happy.
So happy, it's satisfying. Oh, baby. I missed you constantly. The same about me. Oh, so crazy, but in a good way. And for you, I will do anything.
From the incredibly talented Terry Remsen, from her new album, her new debut album, Threads of Love, available as we speak via Google Play, Spotify, iTunes, but you know, like the teddy bear, if you're feeling somewhat more adventurous, and some Threads of Love for you, pick it up at Amazon.com. And to get all the latest update, be sure to let your fingers do the walking, stop by Terry's official website. That's at www.terryremsenmusic.com. .org. And also remember, family, she's going to do a Facebook Live. That's on Facebook Live on her Facebook page. That's at facebook.com/sing Terry Sing. Lord have mercy. My queen, it has been an honor to have you here in the zone with us. This is your home away from home. If you need anything, please do not hesitate to let us know. We love you. We respect what you're doing. And I want to thank you for conquering your fears and not allowing anyone from stopping you from doing what you truly love to do. It is definitely a blessing for all of us to listen to your music.
Thank you so much for having me. I am very honored. And thank you. And thank you. Thank you.
Stay sweet, my queen. Much continued success.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Very talented Terry Remsen, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Well, you know, it's that time, family. Got to take a little quick two and two. Pay the cost to be the boss. Got to pay some bills. But in the meantime, let's get lost in some more Threads of Love from the incredibly talented Terry Remsen with her own rendition of Chaka Khan's legendary hit, Feel the Fire. I'm sorry, I said Chaka Khan. My goodness, my cup runneth over with a faux pas. P-Bo Bryson, my goodness, shame on me. The teddy bear is allowed to make one faux pas, but of course, Feel the Fire by the legendary Terry Remsen, her remake of the classic P-Bo Bryson song, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Something that you told me stayed in my head all night long. You wanted me to love you when you said
Sorry that it took this long for me to understand. You wanted me to love you like nobody can. So reach out.
Give me a little hope. going in circles.
When I get dressed, I pop tags. When I skirt off, I go fast. Don't use no brakes, only gas. And when I wake up, throw a bag in my back. Yeah, I went to riches from rags. All cause I used what I had. Now all of you bitches is mad. Well, all of you bitches, you bout to stay mad. Yeah. Cause if you're like me, favorite color green. All I know is cheese. And it don't grow on trees. This shit like magic, look how I'm living. I'm making money moves, yeah, yeah. I'm making money moves, yeah, 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 yeah. I'm making money moves, yeah, yeah. I'm making money moves, yeah, yeah. Show me respect. Bankroll on the beat. With me and some heat, drop that shit and you know it's a check. Moe, get the fuck out my way. I'm on a whole baby day. Not worry about what they say. Without a deal, made a mill. You know I say pay, yeah. I'm making money moves, yeah, yeah. I'm making money moves, yeah, 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 yeah. I'm making money moves, yeah.
Don't get to go.
Yes, I'm ready.
Yes, I'm ready.
Yes, I'm ready.
If I don't get to go.
Yes, I'm ready.
Yes, I'm ready. If I don't get to go. Don't get to go.
Yes, I'm ready.
I'm ready. If I don't get to go.
Yes, I'm ready.
Yes, I'm ready. If I don't get to go.
Yes, I'm ready.
I'm ready. If I don't get to go.
Yes, I'm ready.
Yes, I'm ready. If I don't get.
Had to take it back. Classic Shy Lights. I'm ready if I don't get to go. Here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Want to send out a very special thank you to the incredibly talented Terry Remsen. Thank you, my queen, for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to purchase her new album, her new debut album, Threads of Love, available on all social media formats, and also to get all the latest updates. Be sure you let your fingers do the walking. Stop by at her official website at www.terryremsenmusic.org and also on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, / Seeing Terry Sing. And also remember, she's going to be giving a special Facebook Live concert from her home, where she's going to be singing some tracks from her album, Threads of Love, and also some Christmas standards. So we can't wait to do that. You can make sure to stop by our Facebook page and get all the latest updates. And speaking of updates, won't you join the teddy bear, Mr. Radio Extraordinaire, tomorrow, 12 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, as we welcome the incredibly gifted and super talented singer songwriter Sam Era as we get into some new music. So be sure to tune in and get all of his updates. Stop by our Twitter page. It's at twitter.com/LOTO Radio. Also on Instagram. That's at instagram.com/LOTO Radio, The Zone, and also on Facebook. Yeah, facebook.com/LOTO Radio, The Zone. And for those who missed the interview, that's all right. We got you covered. We're going to make sure that you have an opportunity to listen to the interview in its entirety. We are definitely everywhere. Pull up that app on your phone. We're on iHeartRadio. We're on Spotify, TuneIn, iTunes. What else? Podbeam. All you have to do is type in these letters, LOTL, The Zone, and we got you covered. It's been real. I want everyone to have a fantabulous rest of the Tuesday afternoon. My goodness, yeah. Be safe, be loved, and remember, never be afraid to show love and kindness for those who are a lot less unfortunate or misfortunate. So make sure that, hey, the same people you meet going up are the same people you meet going down. So always remember, be humble. While I got you here being humble, I'm definitely feeling some Shy Lights, if that's okay with you. Hold on to your dreams, of course, are the Shy Lights here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the legendary Shy Lights featuring Marshall. For the children and their dreams. You can be a lawyer, a doctor, and even a president. All you got to do is believe.
Children, hold on. gotta show you the way, gotta show you the way, yeah.
Here we go.